Everything that you've been taught about debt is a lie. The purpose of debt is not just to be debt-free. The purpose of debt is to use debt, aka other people's money, to build a business that creates wealth, and then you use the wealth from the business to pay off the debt. This has been one of the greatest lessons of my life, and I'm not only going to teach you how to get credit for your business in 2024, I'm going to teach you how to use that credit to save on taxes. So we'll be going over all that plus more in today's episode. What's up, family? Welcome back to another episode of Tax-Free Living, where I teach entrepreneurs just like you how to live tax-free. Now, guys, I know what you're thinking. Like, Carter talking about business credit? What's going on here, right? Well, let me tell you something, guys. Taxes and business credit go hand in hand, right? As a matter of fact, business credit will actually help amplify your tax savings. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But before we do, please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, share this episode with a friend, because I know y'all can use some extra money for your business in 2024. So I think it's important that I start this episode off with a story. And the story goes like this. So I started my business back in 2017, and I had $13,000 of cash saved up and $50,000 of available credit. Now, after my first year of business, I was $25,000 in debt. Okay? After my first year of business, I was $25,000 in debt. But then the second year of business got better. The third year of business got better. And I was able to use the income from the business to pay off the debt. And so we went from being $25,000 in a hole to having an eight-figure business. But guess what? If we didn't have the credit to fund the business at the beginning, we wouldn't have the business that we have today. So I'm just encouraging you all, like, again, at least for me, right? I didn't have venture back funding to start my business. I didn't have seed capital to start my business. You probably don't have to have that either. Most of us are gonna need to bootstrap our businesses using our money, using our credit. So I'm telling you right now, if you don't have credit for your business, you are setting yourself up for failure, okay? So during today's episode, I'm not only teach you the best ways to get funding, I'm gonna teach you some red flags that you want to avoid to make sure you get the maximum amount of funding that you deserve. Okay, so as I mentioned a second ago, business credit can actually help amplify your tax savings. Fun fact, the IRS doesn't care whose money you spend in order to get the tax deduction. So if you're about to buy a piece of equipment for your business that's going to be tax deductible, the IRS doesn't care if you use your money or you use other people's money. As long as you're spending the money, you're going to get the tax deduction. So one of my favorite examples of this is back in 2022, I wanted to join this mastermind program. I wanted to join this coaching program about sales. I knew it would help our business grow, but the program just happened to be $200,000. Right? So, although I had the $200,000 to spend, I didn't want to use my money, right? So I had a few credit cards with, one had $100,000, another had $75,000, another had $50,000. Anyway, I put these credit cards together. I paid for the coaching program on these credit cards. Now, the interesting thing was, although I used other people's money to pay for the coaching program, I still received a $200,000 tax deduction as if I paid for the coaching program using my money. Not to mention, I got about $4,000 in cash back for using said credit cards. Now, here's the really dope thing about it. I then used the insights from the coaching program to grow our business substantially. And then I used the extra income from our business to pay off the original debt. So I saved $200,000. I got a $200,000 tax deduction, right? I didn't use any of my money. We almost doubled the revenue in our business and I got $4,000 of cash back in the process. So when I say business credit can help amplify your business and help you save on taxes, that's exactly what I mean. If you want to get business funding, you have to incorporate your business. Like, if you don't take your business serious enough to incorporate it, getting your LLC, getting your EIN, getting your articles of organization, if you don't take your business serious enough to do that, why would I take you serious enough to loan you some money? Right? I have people coming to me all the time. Oh, I'm trying to get business credit. Do you have your LLC set up? No. Well, why would the bank give you money if you don't take your business serious? Why should they take your business serious? So the first thing you need to do is incorporate your business, and that is through an LLC, especially if you're just starting out. So again, you want to get your articles of organization, you want to get your EIN documents, and you want to get your operating agreement, okay? Now, here are some red flags that you want to avoid when incorporating your business, okay? Number one, do not put your home address as the business's address, okay? Now, why is this a big thing? Because if I'm a bank and you're sitting across from me asking for $20,000, I'm going to Google your business and I'm going to look up the address. And guess what? If I see a single family home, boom, denied. Because I don't, like, you're not taking your business seriously. So why would I, like, you don't even trust your business. Why would I trust your business to give it some funding when you're operating it out of your home? Now, again, guys, there's nothing really wrong with operating your business out of your home. Shoot, I operated my business out of my home for like the first 4 to 5 years. But don't let the bank know that, right? Don't let the bank know that. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to a website like Regis.com or a website like iPostal.com, and we're gonna get ourselves a professional virtual address, okay? Then you're gonna take this professional virtual address. This is the address you're gonna put on your articles of organization. This is the address you're gonna put on your EIN documents, right? So when they look your business up, it looks like an actual business, okay? Now, the next thing along with that is the phone number for your business, right? Don't have your primary phone number listed. Get a professional address. Get a professional phone number. You can go to grasshopper.com for a professional 1-800 phone number. And now you have a professional address and a professional number for your business. This is gonna make you look like a more reputable borrower when it's time to go get the money. The second thing you wanna do, now that you're in the bank, you don't just want to set up one business bank account, okay? I want you to set up at least 3 business bank accounts at the same bank. Now, why do I tell you to do this? Well, let's talk about it, right? If you have one business bank account and you're operating your business out of that account, you're going to have you're gonna have every single transaction from your business coming out of that account. You're gonna have some deposits, some Zelles, some Stripes, inbound, but you're also gonna have some Chipotle receipts, software expenses, flights, travel, employee payroll. You're gonna have all this money coming in and out, and you're probably gonna have more outflows for your business than inflows for your business. And just in case you all didn't know, banks grade your borrowing reputation based off the grade of your business, the status of your business. So if you have 100 outflows and 20 inflows, your business is spending more is coming in, or at least you're having more outbound transactions than inbound transactions. And if I'm a bank, that doesn't make me feel the greatest about you, right? Like that's not giving me the best reputation. So I'm probably either not gonna give you funding or limit your funding substantially. But now that we have 3 bank accounts, things change, because we're gonna have one bank account for income, we're gonna have another bank account for expenses, and then another bank account for taxes. All the income from your business is gonna come into your income account. All the expenses from your business is gonna come out of your expense account, okay? And then the money that you're gonna pay for quarterly taxes is gonna go into your tax savings account. So every month, you're gonna move money from your income account to expense account to cover expenses, and money from your income account to your tax account to cover future taxes. Now, why is this strategy, why is this setup so important? Because when you go to banks to apply for credit cards, to apply for lines of credit, they're going to ask you for 3 months of business bank statements. Okay? They're going to ask you 3 months. They're going to ask for 3 months of business bank statements to get an understanding of the status of the business. Now, guys, here's the interesting thing. They told us to give them business bank statements, but they never told us which statements we had to give them. So we're not going to give them our expense statements that have all of our transactions, Chipotle, Uber, flight receipts. We're not going to give them those statements. We're not going to give them the statements for our tax account that shows our quarterly tax payments. What are we going to give them? We're going to give them the statements from our income account, because our income account shows all these deposits coming in, cash deposits, PayPal, Stripe, Square, Shopify, all these deposits coming in. And guess what? Only two transactions coming out. And that is the transfer to the expense account and the transfer to the tax account. Now, if I'm the banker and I look at your statements and I see 100 deposits and only two outflows, you're going to get a grade of A from me. And then I'm going to give you more funding because your business looks more stable, right? Banks are trying to mitigate risk. The less risky you look, the more funding you can receive. Okay, so I've been leveraging this strategy for 6 years now, and I think we have over $800,000 in business credit in our businesses. But we've done this by doing the following things that I told you all about. We make sure our business is structured the right way. Make sure we have our professional number. Make sure we have our professional address. Make sure we have 3 bank accounts so that our transactions are separated. Make sure we pay our debt off at a timely fashion. Oh, here's another hack. Oh, I almost left this one out, y'all. Look, if I give y'all this one, okay, I need y'all to be in the comments with all types of fire emojis, because I almost left this out. All right, shout out to my girl Ellie Talks Money, because she gave me this strategy. Okay, so personal credit and business credit work differently. Okay, for personal credit, is based off of like when you pay your bill off and having it less than 10%. That's how personal credit works. Business credit is different. If you have a high balance, they don't care about that. But here's what's interesting. With business credit, your credit is judged by positive payment experiences. And every time you pay off your credit card, or every time you make a payment period, it reflects as a positive credit experience. So think about this. If you have 3 credit cards and you pay them off once a month, you get 3 positive payment experiences that hit your account every month. Good, congratulations. But if you instead paid your credit cards off weekly, that would be 4 payment experiences per month times 3 credit cards. Now you're going to have 12 positive payment experiences per month. So we just 4x'd our positive payment experiences by paying our credit cards off weekly instead of monthly. That means we just 4x'd the timeline in which we're able to now ask for a credit increase. So think about this. Between every 90 days, you're going to have 36 positive payment experiences hitting your account. So every 90 days, you're going to go to your bank and ask for a payment increase. And if you're paying your payments on time, if you're paying it weekly with all these positive payment experiences, this is how you go from 10K to 90 days. Now you have 20K. Next 90 days, you got 30K. Next 90 days, that's how you go from 10K to $800,000 of business credit. So, with that being said, guys, go run the play with no delay. Okay, guys, that's been another episode. Please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, share this with a friend if it's been good, and I'll see you all next time. Peace.